After months of secrecy, online retailer Amazon went public Monday on its massive new warehouse being built in North Memphis. WKNO's Katie Reardon says the facility will create about 1,000 new jobs.
The new fulfillment center will be about the size of 14 football fields and the first in Tennessee equipped with the company's robotic technology, meaning
all product and shelving comes directly to our associates instead of our associates going to all the product in the shelving.
Robert Packett, a regional director of operations for Amazon, says all new employees will make a minimum of $15 an hour. The project has long been in a quiet phase as state officials worked out incentive deals for the $200 million development. At Monday's reveal, Governor Bill Lee said the state's contribution is still being finalized.
Incentivizing hundreds of millions of dollars of investment into a community is absolutely dollars that we want to use.
Though Governor Lee touts Tennessee as a business-friendly state, some major companies have criticized recent lawmaking. Amazon, among others, opposed an adoption bill the governor signed last week, allowing faith-based adoption agencies to turn away LGBT parents. Lee's recent slate of anti-abortion proposals are similar to those in other states that certain industries have threatened with economic boycott. To concerns that Tennessee could face a similar backlash, Lee responded,
"The real goal is to find the right balance that protects rights and liberties and freedoms of Tennesseans and that at the same time creates an environment where companies like Amazon want to invest and to change lives here through job creation."
Amazon expects the project to be completed this year. For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon.